Hello, and welcome to today's guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I'm grateful to have the opportunity to share this wonderful form of prayer with you. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of listening to Scripture in a way that we are opening our hearts and our minds up to God, speaking to us, teaching us, leading us, guiding us. I will read a piece of scripture a total of four times. Today it comes from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. And each reading will be followed by about 2 minutes of either silence or quiet meditative music. During that time, you will be invited to focus on either an aspect of the reading or how that reading is meaningful in your life right now. So let us now turn to God through the process of guided Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I encourage you simply to listen and notice if there's a word or a phrase that seems to jump out at you, that just seems to carry energy or meaning for you, even if you don't understand or know why that may be. Then Jesus was led into the desert by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus was hungry. Then the tempter approached and said, "If you are the only begotten, command these stones to turn into bread." Jesus replied, "Scripture has it, we live not on bread alone, but on every utterance that comes from the mouth of God." Hear now this reading a second time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider how this word or this phrase speaks to you in your life right now. How does it feel particularly relevant given what is going on for you? Then Jesus was led into the desert by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus was hungry. Then the tempter approached and said, "If you are the only begotten, command these stones to turn into bread." Jesus replied, "Scripture has it, we live not on bread alone, but on every utterance that comes from the mouth of God." Hear this reading now a third time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider what God may be inviting you to do or to be in response to this word or phrase. How might God be nudging you to respond in a way that is meaningful to you and to the world? Then Jesus was led into the desert by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus was hungry. Then the tempter approached and said, "If you are the only begotten, command these stones to turn into bread." Jesus replied, "Scripture has it, we live not on bread alone, but on every utterance that comes from the mouth of God." Hear this reading now one last time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you either to sit quietly in the presence of God or pray to God. Then Jesus was led into the desert by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus was hungry. Then the tempter approached and said, "If you are the only begotten, command these stones to turn into bread." Jesus replied, "Scripture has it, we live not on bread alone, but on every utterance that comes from the mouth of God." Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the many ways that you lead us, teach us, and speak to us. May we be open to your presence in our lives, and may we share your light and love with all those with whom we come in contact. Guide us, love us, and lead us, we pray. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.